Welcome to the NTC podcast, where we share with you innovative teaching and learning tools for the 21st century teacher. Today, we are learning about e-portfolios. So, what is an e-portfolio? An academic e-portfolio is a digital collection created by a student for their course-related work, like essays, posters, photographs, videos, and artwork. Academic e-portfolios can also capture other aspects of a student's life, such as volunteer experiences, employment history, extracurricular activities, and more. In other words, the e-portfolio document and make visible student learning. But a good e-portfolio should be more than just a collection of products. A good e-portfolio is both being a product, which is a digital collection of artifacts, and a process, which is reflecting those artifacts and what they represent. Like a learning management system, e-portfolios exist online and support student learning. They differ from learning management systems in two ways, namely ownership and control. In a university course, the learning management system is owned and controlled or managed by the instructor, who decides who has access, what tools are turned on or off, and so on. With an e-portfolio, the student is in charge. The student decides who can view the e-portfolio, what artifacts get added, how it is designed, and so on. Typically, a student loses access to the learning management system when courses end. In contrast, e-portfolio remains the student's property after finishing the university. So, what is the learning theory behind e-portfolios? According to Baskin 2008, e-portfolios are a way to generate learning as well as document learning. Both generating learning and documenting or recording learning are important, but the process of generating learning sometimes gets overlooked. E-portfolios generate learning because they provide an opportunity and virtuous space for students to critically assess their academic work, to reflect on that work and make connections among different courses, assignments, and other activities such as work experience, extracurricular pursuits, volunteering opportunities, and more. E-portfolios are effective learning tools because they support students' own knowledge construction, make their invisible aspects of the learning process visible, and place agency in the hands of the student, which fosters learning motivation. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for our next podcast.